"'Not too far from here,' said Seamus, who looked excited. "'It was a muggle who saw him. "'Of course, she didn't really understand. "'The muggles think he's just an ordinary criminal, don't they? "'So she phoned the telephone hotline. "'By the time the Ministry of Magic got there, he was gone.' "'Not too far from here,' Ron repeated, looking significantly at Harry. "'He turned around and saw Malfoy watching closely. "'What, Malfoy? Need something else skinning?' But Malfoy's eyes were shining malevolently, and they were fixed on Harry. He leaned across the table. "'Thinking of trying to catch Black single-handed, Potter?' "'Yeah, that's right,' said Harry, offhandedly. Malfoy's thin mouth was curving in a mean smile. "'Of course, if it was me,' he said quietly, "'I'd have done something before now. "'I wouldn't be staying in school like a good boy.' "'I'd be out there looking for him.' "'What are you talking about, Malfoy?' said Ron, roughly. "'Don't you know, Potter?' breathed Malfoy, his pale eyes narrowed. "'Know what?' Malfoy let out a low, sneering laugh. "'Maybe you'd rather not risk your neck,' he said. "'Want to leave it to the Dementors, do you? "'But if it was me, I'd want revenge. "'I'd hunt him down myself.' "'What are you talking about?' said Harry angrily. "'But at that moment Snape called, "'You should have finished adding your ingredients by now.'